Go. Welcome to New Life Church. Everybody blessed this morning. Amen and amen. Y'all wake up. Y'all ready? As I said a few moments ago, I want you to receive this word as James himself is penning this by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit to you. Amen. Yeah, I know you see me up here. Listen, I'm just the messenger. Receive this word. It's going to help us. Amen. Father, we love you. We thank you. Speak to me, Lord God. Let me rightly divide your word of truth. Lord God, that we would leave here doers of your word and not hearers only. That we would leave encouraged, blessed, convicted where it needs to be, Lord, but changed and transformed by the truth of your word and by the power of the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name, everyone say amen.
Amen.
And amen. We talked about faith and endurance last week. We talked about when hard times come your way, James instructs us to rejoice. Remember, he says, count it all joy when troubles come your way. Why? Because it gives your endurance a chance to grow. And that's what we need. We need endurance. Too many people quit too soon. And come on, we served the devil for years and never quit. And here we are serving God and something doesn't go our way. We want to throw in the towel. No, man, you keep enduring. You keep going. Come on, somebody. I stand here today as we're singing worship and I'm thinking, man, I'm so thankful to be saved today. I'm so thankful to be a Christian. You know what? I still don't get it all right sometimes. But he never gives up on us. It's like I said at the beginning, he is Emmanuel, God with us. Amen. He's with you when you're making it. Listen, he's with you when you fail. He's with you when you're scared. He's with us.
Amen.
What an amazing thing that is. He is with us. And he's, check this out. From the day you ask Jesus Christ to come into your life, he's never going to fail you.
Amen.
He's never going to forsake you. All the way to glory. Come on, somebody.
Yes.
All the way to the day you close your eyes to this world, he's going to be right there with you.
Praise the Lord.
Come on, somebody. And then when you open your eyes in glory, come on. And when he comes back, come on, to rule and reign for 1,000 years. Listen, you're going to be right there with him.
Amen.
How many of y'all really believe that?
Amen.
Man, aren't you glad to be saved this morning?
Amen.
Aren't you glad to be forgiven this morning? Aren't you glad that you serve a mighty God this morning? My goodness, I don't know about you, but I feel like donkey kicking right now. Amen. You know, we talk about all these things. We talked about when we ask God for someone, we're in troubles, to ask God for wisdom. How many of you know he knows everything?
Amen.
He's Alpha and Omega. He's seen the end from the beginning. Amen. There's nothing going on in your life that he didn't already know about.
Amen.
Before you even came to existence. He said to Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 4, before you were formed in your mother's womb, before you came out of her belly, I ordained you to be a prophet among the nations. Before you were even born, he says, I already knew you. I already have your life planned out. Who better to trust with our life than the giver of our life? Come on.
Amen.
And so we talked about enduring. We talked about faith. And he says, listen, have faith in me. Trust me. And then he talked about when we get into temptations, a lot of times we want to blame the devil, but quite often it's just you and it's just me. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
We have our struggles. We have our issues. Until the day, listen, I read the scriptures and there's only one perfect in that word. And it was Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Not saying we have permission to sin. Not saying that there's not a consequence for our sin. But remember, there is only one who is perfect. And that was Jesus Christ. And I say that to say because I was standing over there during worship. I began to see myself for how I see myself. And we need to learn to see ourselves like Christ sees us. Amen. Because we can often condemn ourselves or we can often feel short of achieving what God has truly called us to. But here's the key that I want you to know this morning is just keep on going.
Amen.
You're going to make it. Look at somebody and tell them, you're going to make it.
You're going to make
Amen.
It.
Amen. You're going to make it. Eventually, you're going to, listen, those things that trouble you today, listen, eventually, as long as you don't quit, you're going to make it.
Amen.
And that's what God is saying. When you need wisdom, ask me and I'll give it to you. And then he's talked about when we're tempted, don't blame God. It's our own desires. Amen. How many of you have some desires today that you might want to change? Come on, somebody.
Amen.
I know I do. And I pray that prayer daily. God, please help me. But here's the thing. God never gives up. And he continues to bless. And he continues to stay with you. And he continues to do good things for us. Because how many know the God we serve? He's a good God.
Amen.
Amen. He's a good God. And which leads us to where we are this morning. In James chapter 1 verse 17, And again, I love the Word of God. I love just teaching it as we go down the Word. And sometimes I'll teach a topical subject where we'll bounce from Scripture to Scripture. But I like when God says, just teach my Word. Just go straight down the line. Amen. And how many know that the God we serve, He's a good God? Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Listen to what this says right here. Whatever is good and perfect is a gift coming down to us from who?
God.
From God our Father. Whatever is good and perfect. Amen. How many know God is good to us?
Amen.
Whatever is good and perfect is a gift coming down to us from God our Father. Listen, who created all the lights in the heavens. How many know that when you get to glory, there will be no need of sun or moon, for the glory of God will give light to the city. When you walked out this morning and you look up and you see the sun, you know what? How many know it's good? Amen. How many know that He did that just for you?
Amen.
Amen. When it's nighttime and the moon is reflecting the light of the sun, how many know He did that just for you?
Amen.
When we walk outside, it's a cool, crisp morning, and it feels, I know some of you don't like cold weather, but man, it's a beautiful day. Come on, somebody.
Amen.
The birds are chirping. Come on, somebody.
Amen.
The flowers are blooming. The grass is growing. Smells good outside. Come on, somebody. How many know that? It's good. It's good. Oh, man, and God is just good, and just His creation. Just look at us, how He has created us, man. God is good. Amen. When you stumble, when you fall, He says, I forgive you. Man, that's good.
Amen.
Come on, somebody. When you need mercy and grace, He says, just come to my table and I'll give you mercy and I'll give you grace, because the God we serve, He's a good God. Amen. When you're in lack and you're in need and you don't know how you're going to make it, here comes Jehovah Jireh, your provider, and He meets the need. Why? Because He is good. The God we serve is a good God. A good God. Amen. Doesn't matter how many times you mess it. Doesn't matter. He says, I love you. It's not to be taken advantage of, but I just want you to understand what the Word is saying, that God is good. And He's the creator of all the lights in the heavens. Listen to this next part. He never changes or casts a shifting shadow. Amen. He never changes. Amen. Malachi 3:6 says, I am the Lord thy God. I change not. Amen. Hebrews 13:8 says, Jesus Christ, listen, the same yesterday, today, and forever. I like the King James Version says that every good and perfect gift is of God, in whom there is no variableness or no shadow of turning. In other words, He never changes. Amen. He is still forgiving. He is still a God of love. Come on, son. Yes, He is a God who disciplines. Yes, He is a God who hates sin. Yes, He is a God of correction. But even through all of these things, man, God is good.
Amen.
Amen. That's what the Word of God is saying. And listen to verse 18. The Word of God goes on and it says, He chose to give birth to us by giving us His true Word. Amen. His true. How are we born again? By the gospel of Jesus Christ. It's that Word that comes in and begins to manifest in your life and to recreate you. Come on, somebody.
Amen.
Into the very image of God. Amen. You want to grow? 1 Peter 2:2 says, as newborn babies, you should desire the sincere milk of God's Word so that you can grow. Amen. That's the life that God has given you. It's not to be dictated or determined by the things and the ways of this world, but by His Word. He says, I give you life by my Word. In John 6:63, Jesus says, the words I speak, they're spirit and they're life. Come on, somebody. Man, I'm telling you, other books will inform you, but God's Word will transform you and cause you to rise up and be the man and women that He has called and created you to be. Amen. That's what He's saying. He chose to give birth to us by giving us His true Word. And check this out. And we, out of all creation, became His prized possession. Amen. You know, you're His prized possession. Can I get an amen?
Amen?
Amen. I know they don't like you over there at work, and I know they talk bad about you over there. But man, when you look up, God is looking down saying, you're my prized possession. Woo! My goodness. And I love you. Don't ever walk this world feeling defeated or unliked or unloved. Man, God loved you so much that He went to the cross and He died for you. And He says, this is how much I love you, that I gave my life for you and I died for you. Don't ever walk around thinking that you're worthless or not worth something. Man, the God who spoke this world into existence loves you. And he says, you are my prized possession. Amen. Boy, that kind of makes you lift your head up a little bit. Amen. It's all right. I might be a little overweight. I might be overweight, but you know what? It's more for God to love. Amen. Come on, somebody. He said, you're my prized possession. Amen. Come on, somebody. Prized possession. Amen. Boy, that makes you feel good, don't it? God is a good God. Listen to this. He goes on into verse 19, and we're going to talk about listening and doing. And he says this. James now shifts over to this, and he says, understand this, my dear brothers and sisters. You must all be quick to what? Listen. To hear. Quick to hear. Amen. Slow to speak. Slow to anger. But he says right here, understand this, my dear brothers and sisters. You must all be quick to listen. I think there's a big thing going on in this world right now, in our culture, where everybody is next to make judgment on something. You hear something and you form an opinion. No, man, we got to listen. We got to be slow. We got to take time to not form an opinion about things we know nothing about. Amen. Stop hearing a one-sided story and condemning somebody that you don't even know. Come on, somebody. It's like I always say, it's one thing for you to hate me, but it's another whole wicked thing for you to try to get other people to hate me. And it's the thing, we do that because we're quick to listen and to run with it. No, James is saying, be slow to listen. Be quick to listen. Amen. Pay attention. Amen. Listen, not only to the world around you, but man, listen to the word of God. Take time to take it in and really allow it to manifest itself in your life. And then he says, listen, be slow to speak. Amen. How many of you can say amen to that? Amen. I mean, you say something sometimes and you said it too fast. You can't grab it and take it back. You done spoke it. How many of you have ever said something that has hurt somebody? How many of you know the saying, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words may never hurt me? That's a lie. Because words hurt. There are relationships that have been destroyed by the words we spoke. There are marriages that have been destroyed by the words we spoke. Man, there have been wars started by the words we spoke. And that's what he's saying. Take time to listen. Be quick to listen. You got two ears and one mouth. That ought to tell you something. Amen. We ought to spend twice as much time listening than we do talking. Come on, somebody. We need to spend twice as much time listening than we do talking. Because once you say it, it's done. And I know I've said a lot of things that I regret. Come on, somebody. Amen. I know I've said a lot of things that I regret. You know, some of us in this room today have issues and problems. And you know, they go all the way back to when you was a little kid and someone spoke something to you. Y'all understand what I'm saying to you? It goes way back. Why are you acting that way? Man, I don't know. You know why? Somebody spoke something to you way a long time ago. Even when you was barely growing up, they said, you ain't never going to amount to nothing. You still believe that. Amen. Oh, you ain't never going to amount to nothing. Oh, you're always going to be the... Man, listen. You listen, be who God has called you to be. Amen. Let the word of God define who you are. Amen. Amen. Remember what Paul wrote to those in Romans 12:2. He says, be not conformed to the world, but rather be transformed. How? By the renewing of your mind. Amen. It's time to push the world away and bring the word in and be who God says you are. Yes. Are y'all with me, somebody? Be quick to listen, slow to speak, and then listen to this one, and slow to get angry. Huh? How many of you get mad real fast? Huh? Come on, somebody. Don't get to catch it. Be ready to fight somebody. Huh? You got mad just because they forgot to catch up. No. Listen to what he says. Be slow to anger. Now, it's amazing. He doesn't say, don't get angry. Because anger is a God-given emotion. Amen. Come on, somebody. Amen. The Bible says in Ephesians, just don't sin in your anger. I mean, no, you can be angry and not sin. Amen. Come on, somebody. Amen. He says, be slow to anger. Why? Why? Because human anger does not produce the righteousness that God desires. See, you can be righteous even in your anger. You can correct someone in love. You can correct by lifting up rather than putting down. Amen. Come on, somebody. I know what I'm telling you. Amen. Just because you're angry doesn't mean you have to sin or be unrighteous about your anger. You can actually have a disagreement in love. Are y'all awake today? Amen. Amen. Come on, somebody. I know what I'm talking about. Amen. I know what I'm talking about. I know human anger. I used to be mad at everything. I still get mad, but they don't. It takes me a little time now, I think. I don't know. You might want to ask my family, but I think I do all right. Amen. How many of you can say I need a little help with my anger issues? Just raise your hand. How many of you get mad too quick? Don't be embarrassed. I think we all might have a little short fuse right there. Amen. Father God, I pray for a longer fuse. Amen. Come on, somebody. I pray for a longer fuse. I don't get mad so quick. Amen. And then listen to this. So get rid of all the filth and evil in your lives. Amen. Get rid of all the filth and evil in your lives. What a powerful thing. The filth and the evil. Why? Because it's just trying to destroy you. Amen. Sin, listen, my pastor used to tell me, sin, it first thrills, then it kills. It first fascinates, then it annihilates. Amen. And so James is saying, get rid of all the filth and evil in your lives and humbly accept the word God has planted in your hearts. Amen. Amen. How do we get rid of the filth? It's by getting into that word. Amen. It's by allowing the word to transform our lives. You say, Pastor, I'm still missing it sometimes. Listen, we all do. And it's like, it goes back to what I stated a few minutes ago. Amen. You just got to keep on trying. Amen. You just got to keep on pressing forward. You listen, look at Proverbs 24:16. Put that up there just so we can see what this says together. Proverbs 24:16 in the New Living Translation. The godly man may trip what?
Seven
times. That word seven isn't just saying seven, but it means continuously. You may trip seven times. Listen. Oh, but they will get up again. How many of you have ever fallen as a Christian?
Amen.
Come on, somebody. How many of you fallen once as a Christian? Twice as a Christian?
Amen.
Three times as a Christian? Come on, somebody. How many of you have fallen five times as a Christian?
Amen.
100 times as a Christian?
Huh?
But here's the question I want to ask you. Did you get back up again? You got back up again. Amen. And that's what the Bible is saying. The godly may trip. It doesn't say the godly is going to walk perfect up right now. Please hear me. We ought to strive for that.
Amen.
But here's the truth. The godly man may stumble. He may trip seven times. Oh, but he will get up again. But look into this. But one disaster is enough to overthrow the wicked.
Amen.
Amen. The fact that you got up again. The fact that you said, no, I'm not out. The fact that you said, no, you know what? I'm going to give it another shot. Is evidence that you're in search and you're pursuing righteousness in a godly life. Amen. Don't throw in the towel. Don't throw in the towel just yet. He says, listen, humbly accept the word God has planted in your hearts, for it has the power to save your souls. Amen. How many know the word of God is, man, it's powerful.
Amen.
Hebrews 4:12 says the word of God is alive and powerful. Sharper than any two-edged sword, dividing asunder the soul from the spirit, the marrow from the bone, and it is a discerner of the inner intents of a man's heart. Jesus, again in John 6:63, he says, the words I speak, they're spirit and they're life. Amen. God's word, listen, is not just an ordinary book you read. There's power in this word.
Amen.
Amen. If God's word says he'll do it, listen, he'll do it. There's power to save. There's power to heal. There's power to restore. Man, God's word is full of power. Are y'all with me, somebody? I'm telling you, his word is full of power. And that's what he's saying here. He says, listen, humbly accept the word God has planted in your hearts. That's why I told you this morning. I know you see me up here speaking, but man, receive this word. Amen. Receive this word. Seal this word in your spirit. Amen. And live by this word. And then it says this in verse 22. Listen to this. But don't just listen to God's word. Amen. You must do what it says.
Amen.
Otherwise, you're only fooling who?
Yourself.
You're only fooling yourselves. James is saying, man, there's power in this word. Don't underestimate. I know you see this pastor up here speaking, but don't get sidetracked with the messenger. Listen to the message. This word, whatever you're up against today, has the power to save your soul. It has the power to transform your life. It has the power to make you the man that you've always dreamt about being, the woman, the wife, the mother that you've always wanted to be. God's word is saying there is power in my word to cause you to rise up and be who God has called and created you to be. Amen. He says, but don't just listen to it. You must do what it says. Otherwise, you're only fooling yourselves. Listen to verse 23. For if you listen to God's word and don't obey it, it is like glancing at your face in the mirror. Amen. You see yourself and you walk away and forget what you look like. Amen. But if you carefully look into the perfect law that sets you what? Free. And if you do what it says and don't forget what you heard, then God will bless you for doing it. Amen. He's saying, man, if you just hear God's word and walk away, it's like looking in the mirror and seeing all these things that need to be corrected. Come on, somebody. And you don't correct it. Amen. Some of you, before you got out of the car this morning, you looked in the mirror. Just make sure everything's all right. Come on, somebody. Amen. You looked in the mirror just making sure everything was all good. Amen. But how many of you know if you look in the mirror and see all these things wrong and don't fix it, you're only hurting you. So God's word is saying, listen, don't be like that. Listen, what did I just say? God's word is not only a word you read, but it reads you. Yes. And it reveals to you who you truly are. And it shows you you're wrong in this area. You need to be corrected here. You need to be improving in this area. And it's showing us who we truly are. And listen, if we obey what it says and do the things that it's trying to correct us or instruct us to do, God is saying, I will bless you for doing it. Amen. I'm going to bless you for doing it. Amen. Then listen to verse 26. He says, if you claim to be religious, but don't control your what? You're only fooling who? And your religion is what? Boy, we're going to get into chapter 2 next week. The tongue. The Bible says the tongue is set on fire from hell itself. Huh? Such a little instrument can do so much damage. Come on, somebody. And James is saying, listen, if you claim to be religious, if you claim to walk in righteousness, if you claim to have a relationship with Jesus Christ, but yet you're not able to control your tongue. There's a whole message in just that right there. It's not just talking about speaking about people in a wrong way, but what are you saying about your situation? Are you waking up every morning and saying, this is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Are you saying to yourself, I'm more than a conqueror? Are you speaking the word of God over your life? Are you speaking life into your situation? That's what God is saying. My word has power in it. Amen. You need to speak that word. And be careful the things you speak. What is Proverbs 18:21? I believe it says that death and life are in the power of the tongue. Amen. Come on, somebody. You have the ability to make or break somebody. You have the ability to make or break you just by the words you speak.
Amen.
Because as a man thinketh, according to Proverbs 23:7, only in the King James, so is he. We got to be careful with what we're saying. We got to spend more time lifting each other up. We got to spend more time saying, Pastor Phil, you're going to get there, brother. Oh, I know. Just keep on getting it. You're going to get fine pretty soon, Pastor Phil. Just keep on working out. Just keep on swimming. Just keep on lifting them weights. Come on, somebody. You got to speak them things over my life. Amen. Don't talk bad about me. Lift me up in the name of Jesus and build a brother up. Come on, somebody. I know you want to have a nice fit pastor. Come on, somebody. Amen. Speak life. Wake up. Oh, I don't feel good today. I'm not. No, no. You know what? I may not feel good, but God, you're my physician. Father God, you're great. Oh, I don't know how I'm going to pay the bills. But hold on a second, Father. You are Jehovah Jireh, my provider. The Bible says you provided for the children of Israel. You provided a coin from a fish's mouth. My goodness, God, if you did it then, you'll do it now. If you did it for them, you'll do it for me. Come on, somebody. Woo! Boy, I'm telling you. You got to begin to speak these things. I'm not talking about name it and claim it. Go to 1 John chapter 5, verse 14, I hope. I don't know. I might be wrong. 1 John chapter 5, if there is a 5. Is there a 5? Here we go. The Holy Spirit never wrong. Amen. Listen to this. Go to verse 13. I'm not talking about naming and claiming people. But listen to what God's word says here. I have written this to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, so that you know may know you have eternal life. Look at verse 14. And we are what?
Confident.
That he hears us whenever we ask for anything that pleases him. Amen?
Amen.
And since we know he hears us when we make our requests, we also know that he will give us what we ask for. Now, the King James says it like this. This is the confidence that we have in him. That if we ask anything according to his will, then he hears us. You want to know what the will of God is? Get into God's word.
Amen.
His will is that you prosper. His will is that you're healed. Come on. His will is that you're restored. Come on, somebody. His will is that you walk in newness of life. And so when we're asking for the very things he has promised us, man, you're going to get exactly what you asked for. All you got to do is ask. James 4:2 says you have not because you ask not. Come on, somebody. Look at somebody and tell them. Look at somebody and tell them. You got to start asking. You got to start asking. I'm going to finish up because I know Danielle got to go to work. Is she still here? You leaving?
I'm going to like 12:00.
Here we go. Listen, you're only fooling yourself and your religion is worthless. James chapter 1 verse 27, almost done. Listen to this. Pure and genuine religion in the sight of God the Father means caring for orphans and widows in their distress, okay, and refusing to let the world corrupt you. That's what true religion is. You can't care for orphans and widows if there's no love and compassion in you. Are you compassionate? Are you loving? Do you care about other people's needs? That's evidence that God is in your life.
Amen.
Remember, the Bible tells us over and over that Jesus looked upon the people with compassion.
Amen.
Amen. This world lacks compassion. When God comes into your life and he loves you and he reveals that love to you, and you understand how much he loves you in spite of how messed up we are at times,
Amen.
It reveals his compassion. And how can I not love you when he himself has shown me so much love? It's compassion. It's caring about the needs of others. And it says this, and not letting, listen, what did Jesus say in John 13:35? By this shall all men know you are my disciples. By what? The love you have. Yes. Okay, that's great. But can you love each other? Can you love each other? Paul said, even if I have faith to move mountains, even if I talk in tongues of angels, even if I have give all my money and burned at the stake but have not love, I'm nothing. That's what the world needs. Amen. The world needs love, compassion. And when you understand what God has done for you, man, he'll fill you with that. Let me finish. And then he says this last thing, refusing to let the world corrupt you. It's hard in this world, man. Let's be real. Especially with everything going on the way it is. All the enemy wants to do is destroy us. That's all he wants to do is take you out. Okay, you're going to heaven, you're saved. Let me come and ruin your testimony. Let me come and divide your family. Let me come and ruin the ministry. And James is saying, refuse to let this world corrupt you. How do you do that? Man, by staying, abiding in Jesus Christ. Amen. We all got battle wounds. We all got scars. We all have spiritual wounds and spiritual scars. And we've all fallen. We've all failed. I understand that. But man, we got to keep on going. We got to keep on pressing forward. Are y'all with me, somebody?
Amen.
You got to keep on pressing forward, refusing to let the world corrupt you. How does that happen? By the things we hear, by the things we watch. I'm not going to lie. I turned on Netflix the other day and I was about to watch something. And my gosh, I mean, I can't believe what I saw. I'll tell you the truth. It was pornographic. I had no idea. Normally, I'll sit there and I'll investigate all my shows that I watch. Because I don't want that here. Because once it's here, then you're trying to fight that. And if you're here today and we have struggles and issues, I want to ask you where those issues and struggles came from. Because quite often, it's not the devil. It's us. And I immediately turned that thing off. And that was my fault, because you can ask my daughter. Every time I watch a movie, any movie, I'll go to the parental guide and see what it's about, you know. Because even PG-13 movies nowadays, I'm like, my God, I didn't even know nothing about that when I was 13. So we got to be careful with what we watch. We got to be careful with what we listen to. We got to be careful with what's going on around us. Because listen, the day you surrender your life to Jesus Christ, you have an enemy. It is Lucifer, Satan, the accuser of the brethren, Beelzebub. And all he wants to do is take you out.
Amen.
Are y'all with me, somebody? Amen. So guard yourself against these things. Say, Pastor, how do we do it? Get into this word. Get into the word of God. Keep digging into it and digging into it and feeding yourself that word until it manifests itself in your life.
Right.
And the things you struggle with today, listen, you will overcome.
Amen.
You will overcome. But it's not going to be without a battle or without a fight. Lewis, come on up, brother. Are y'all with me, somebody?
Amen.
Let's all stand, can we? Amen and amen. Did y'all receive this message today?
Amen.
Next week, we're going to be in James chapter 2. And right where you are, you know who you are. If you need help, I'm not going to call anyone forward. But if maybe this world is trying to overcome you, I know it does me sometimes. In fact, quite often. A lot of people look at a pastor and they think, well, you got it all. No, man, I had the same struggles you got. I get hit just like you get hit, maybe even more. Are y'all with me, somebody?
Amen.
So I want you to be strong in this. And I want you to take this serious, because you have an enemy. And it's a spiritual battle, and it's right here in your mind. And we got to be careful with the things we say. Not only about other people, but even about our own lives. We got to start speaking life into ourselves. Yes, I will overcome this situation. Yes, I'm going to be the man God called me to be. Yes, I'm going to be that woman. Yes, I'm going to be the wife that God called and created me to be. Amen. Man, be careful with the words we speak. There's power in them. Father, we love you. We thank you. Lord God, above all things, we ask that you be glorified. Father God, that this word would be sealed in our spirit, man. Father God, that we would know that we can come to you, that you're a loving God who is merciful, who is long-suffering. Father, help us to see ourselves like you see us, righteous, spotless, blameless. Father God, and help us, Lord God. Give us a hunger and a desire for your word. And Father God, let that word take root in our lives. Father God, this is a journey. And Lord God, I'm so thankful that you hold our hand all the way through it. And Father God, I just pray right now for everyone in this room, Father God, that you would stretch forth your hand and bring healing, bring comfort, bring strength, bring joy, that we would rise up and be who you have called and created us to be. Father, we love you and we thank you. Help us, Father God, to wage war against the things of this world, Father God, not to give in so easily, but to rise up and be the men and women that you have called and created us to be. Father, we love you. We thank you. In Jesus' name, everyone say amen.
Amen.
And amen.